singing has always been something that I feel that it has made good things happen in my life. From the first time that I ever began to sing in front of people, I was very shy as a kid. But if I had something to sing, I could be assured of people's attention, and I would know what to do. It helped, of course, that people said I had a nice voice. That was a lovely thing to hear. And there was a while when I was singing a lot. And I'm not singing anymore too often. I miss it. Singing, my teacher has always been, tells me that
something that
every being has an innate desire in my life to be happy.
From the first time,
for some reason, I really resisted this idea.
In front of people, I was very shy.
I don't know why. But then,
but if I had,
if you tell that to somebody and they're skeptical,
I could be assured of people's attention.
Ask them,
and I would know what to do.
What they do every day.
It helped, of course, that people said I had a nice
And then they'll realize, usually, that you're right.
A lovely thing to hear.
They don't think they're doing the things
and
to make them happy.
There was a while.
But generally, they are.
When I was singing.
With any luck.
And I'm not singing anymore too often.
Seems like a paradox, doesn't it?
I miss it. Singing.
Learning to cook is inexhaustible. You can never, ever be finished. This is one of the things that I love about it.
An innate
desire
in my life
to be happy.
From the first time,
I can never say,
I
know how to do that. I'm finished. I'm as good as I'll ever get.
I don't know why. But then,
this fills me with
somebody. And they're skeptical.
Something like
I
joy.
Can be assured of people's attention.
Ask them.
And I would know what to do.
What they do every day. And of course,
it helped, of course,
there's few things more satisfying.
Nice
and then they'll realize
you're
making something for someone.
That you're right. Lovely thing to hear. They
and
don't think they're doing the things
hearing
to make them,
them
happy.
There was a while. Enjoy it.
But generally, they are.
Asking for more
with
all the rest. And maybe it's another kind of performance.
I'm not singing anymore too often.
Seems like a paradox. But it's satisfying.
I miss it. Singing.
What a composer needs is time.
You can never.
Time's the canvas.
This is one of the things that I love about
time is a requirement.
To be happy.
I used to compose.
I can
I'm trained.
I know how to do that.
I have a degree in it.
I'm finished.
But no
I'm
time.
As good as I'll ever get. I don't know why. But then.
Someday, I hope to have some time. Enough time.
And they're skeptical.
Something like joy. It needs mental space.
And of course.
Mental space. That you get from having time.
And then they'll realize
there's no substitute.
For someone that you're right.
If only I could be like Mozart
hearing them
and compose
enjoy
while riding a train,
asking for more,
a carriage, being in motion.
Maybe it's another kind of performance. I'm not singing anymore. Seems like a paradox.
But it's satisfying. I wonder, does everyone have music playing in their head all day, every day?
This is one of the things that I love about time is a requirement.
One reason that I took up meditation,
I have a degree in it,
was to get it to shut up. It can be very annoying
someday
having music in there all the time.
Something like joy.
In fact,
it needs mental space.
I think it's gotten a lot better.
And of course,
mental space that you get from,
on the other hand,
having time.
When you hear something new in your mind,
if only I could be like
that, could be a beautiful thing.
And compose
start of an idea.
Asking for more
carriage.
Being in motion. Maybe it's another kind of performance. Seems like a paradox, but it's satisfying.
I wonder. I can't help but think of Morton Feldman, my teacher,
playing in their head,
being here.
All day. Every day,
thinking about John Cage. It was through Feldman that I met Cage.
One reason that I took up meditation,
I feel very lucky to have met,
was to get it to shut up.
Cage, of course, but to have studied with Feldman.
It can be very annoying someday.
Feldman's own manner of speech was legendary.
In fact,
his accent and his pacing.
I think it's gotten a lot
very
better.
Very slow way he would speak.
On the other hand,
leave the ends of sentences to dangle. We'd all lean in. Five hours of composing seminar, leaning in, waiting to hear what he'd say next. It was brilliant. Great way to get people to listen. Two rivers,
but think of Morton Feldman,
run through the town I grew up in.
Being here, every day.
One of them is the Shenango, and the other is the Susquehanna. The Susquehanna,
I feel very lucky to have met.
I used to play down there by the banks.
To have studied with Feldman,
a friend of mine got an old canoe.
Feldman's own manner of speech.
We would paddle it upstream. Vigorously for 2 minutes, and then downstream for about 20 seconds.
Very, very slow.
The Susquehanna invaded our house 3 times.
Leave the
third time,
sentences to dangle.
It destroyed it.
All lean in. 5 hours.
Now the house is gone. But you can bet the river is still there.
Waiting to hear what he'd say next. It was brilliant. Great way to get people to listen.
Two rivers. I don't know why people complain so much about travel.
One of them
is the Shenango. I love it.
The other is the Susquehanna.
Even utilitarian travel that's I used to play down there. Small trip with long preparation to get there, get back. I don't mind that.
Paddle it upstream.
I think it reorganizes your brain,
and the downstream
being in new places.
About 20 seconds.
Very, very slow. When you come back,
the Susquehanna,
nothing looks the same.
3 times.
Even if you just crossed the river and spent 2 days in another town.
Now the house is gone,
but you can bet the river is still there. Always dreamed of travel, and it's a gift to be able to do it.
Great way to get people to listen. two rivers.
I don't know why people complain so much about travel. There's luck and there's chance.
One of them is Shenango.
I love it. People talk about chance.
Even utilitarian travel.
Chance encounter.
I used to play down
chance operations. Trip. Take a chance.
Long preparation to get there.
Get back. But people don't like to talk about luck.
Upstream.
I think it if yours is bad, it's okay to complain. But if it's good, people don't really want to hear about it.
Even if you just but I'll say it. River and spent it 2 days.
I feel very lucky. And, well,
but you can bet the river is still there.
I've won many raffles. I'll just leave it at that.
And it's a gift to be able to do it.
I don't gamble, though. Regrets.
I don't know why
regrets.
So much about
regrets.
There's luck.
Will undermine you.
And there's chance.
They're useless.
I love it.
People talk about and chance. And seem like constant companions sometimes.
Travel,
chance encounter.
I used to play down
chance
small
operation.
Trip,
take a chance.
Long preparation to get there. Get back.
But people don't like to talk about luck.
I think it
if yours is bad,
rain,
it's there an obstacle?
But if it's good,
but if you're lucky, people don't really want to hear about it. You think about them,
even if you just
but I'll say it,
river,
and it's a chance to.
I feel very lucky.
Let yourself off the hook.
Well,
not much you can do.
Raffles.
I'll just leave it. Other than that,
and it's a gift to be able to do
I don't gamble though.